Test 81, Section 3, Question 12. Now, with this one, we're looking for what most strongly supports the argument. So this is a strengthened question, because it says, which of the following if true supports the argument? And it says, if future improvements in computer simulations of crashes enable them to provide us as much reliable information as the effectiveness of safety features as is provided by actual crashes, so basically if computers can do everything that actual ones do, then manufacturers will use far less actual test crashes. So you'd use less test crashes. For the costs of designing and running computer simulations are much lower than those of actual test crashes. So basically it's saying if we can get these computer simulations to give us the same type of information, then they'll use less real crashes. And the evidence is just they cost less. So we need something that's going to strengthen the idea that if they can give us as much information, they'll use them. A, apart from information about safety features, actual test crashes provide very little information of importance to automobile manufacturers. Yes, that would kind of strengthen it, because it would say there's no other reason why they're doing these test crashes other than safety features. And that's kind of an assumption in the argument, but it is something that does strengthen if we make it true. B, it is high. So I like A a lot. B, it is highly likely that within the next 20 years, the simulations will be able to provide those. It doesn't help to say they will. It's just saying if they do, this will be the result. Then C, if computer simulations will soon be able to provide more information about the effectiveness of these, automobiles will soon be able to produce safer cars. Well, it's not about producing safer cars. Then D, the cost per automobile of testing and designing features is decreasing and will continue to decrease. That actually would kind of weaken it, so it's not really going to say that. And then E, for years, the aviation industry has been successfully using computer simulations. That isn't really going to strengthen the idea that if they can get it to work, then it's going to reduce the number of actual test crashes. But A would, because it would say there's no other reason why they would do it other than the safety features. And so therefore, A is our correct answer, even though it's not necessarily something that jumped out to me at the beginning.